A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 4, verses 21 through 25. Jesus said to his disciples, "Is a lamp brought in to be put under the bushel basket or under the bed and not on the lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be disclosed, nor is anything secret except to come to light. Let anyone with ears to hear listen." And he said to them, "Pay attention to what you hear. The measure you give will be the measure you get, and still more will be given you. For to those who have, more will be given, and from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the feast of one of our greatest brothers in the history of the Dominican Order. I have to tell you that I initially did not want to preach on this date because it was the feast of such a great brother, Thomas Aquinas. I thought for sure that I was never going to do him justice, but then as I read the Gospel reading, something came over me. I realized that we were talking about gifts. It's true that our brother Thomas was a gift to the community, to the order, and indeed to the entire church. He did what came natural to him because of his years of studying and being a Dominican in a world where so many things could be confusing. Yet, in his own way, he used the gifts that God had given him to try and make the world a better place. He wanted people to know and to understand God, because God wasn't as far away from the people as many had thought. This was his gift to share. The Gospel today tells us that a lamp is never placed under a bushel basket or under a bed, but is placed on a stand so that all can enjoy the light. It is not hidden, but it is put in plain view for everyone to enjoy. But the problem is, do we really understand the parable? The Gospel tells us, "Let anyone with ears to hear listen." Each one of us has been given a gift. Each one of us listening to these words has been charged with doing something more than just sitting on our backside, but to make a difference in our world. We have all been mesmerized over the past couple of weeks with details from Haiti, and many of us have seen the horrible pictures of the devastation that has occurred in that very poor nation. Yet, if we do nothing, have we really been touched? I have heard over and over again about people who have sent in donations. I have heard over and over again about people who have sewn blankets together for children and the elderly. I have heard over and over again about people who have planned trips to help rebuild homes one at a time. In other words, people are doing something. That's the message of the Gospel. Thomas did not sit back and leave the preaching and the teaching to others because he thought that they could do a better job. No, he used the gifts that were his to change the world. He used the talents that were his to see and understand the Gospel message and did his best to make sure that others understood more clearly what the Gospel writers were trying to communicate. He heard the voice of God inside speaking to him, compelling him to share his talents with the world, and he responded. This was my challenge today. As a Dominican, as a preacher in this church of 2010, it is still my responsibility to follow in the footsteps of those trusted Dominicans of old. It is my turn to be a voice and to not keep silent in the face of despair and misunderstanding. It is my turn to be a voice in the vast cyber world of present-day preaching and to tell others that the lamp is still never placed under a bushel basket, but is placed on a stand for all to see. Let your light shine, my sister, my brother. Explore the gifts that you have been given. See what it is that the Lord wants you to do. You see, God hasn't stopped calling ministers. I think it's just hard to hear the voice over the din of all the other things around us. Look into your heart and let the gospel fill you. Pay attention to what you hear. A few days ago, we celebrated the conversion of St. Paul. He had to be knocked off of his horse to finally hear the voice of Jesus calling him. Maybe we don't have to be knocked off of our horses, but maybe we do need a wake-up call. Look into your heart. Never underestimate the gift that you have been given.